Well, it's a huge weekend in Melbourne this weekend. The grand final is always a massive day on the Melbourne calendar. It's been part of the history of Melbourne for over 100 years, so it's got that sort of historical significance. But I think this week, especially with the oldest teams in the competition, Collingwood and St Kilda, two Melbourne-based teams, two teams that have been really hungry for success. I think it's got great interest to a lot of people, not just the supporters of the clubs, but to a lot of Melburnians and a lot of football supporters who just generally love watching the game. And I guess the other thing is they're two teams who have played extraordinarily well, and their style of play is a beauty to watch. So I think we're all very excited and looking forward to a fantastic game on Saturday afternoon. Well, I think Collingwood is a victim of its own success in a way. It's been a very glamorous team in the last sort of, well, actually for much of its history. It has a glamour and an aura associated with it. But because it's been highly successful in making the finals, if not winning them, at least making them, people love or hate them. And I think that sort of inspires one effect, one sort of response or the other. The supporters love them because they do win. They're a winning team. If not, as I say, with many premierships of a season, they usually perform very well. And the opposition teams hate them because of that. They're actually consistently a very impressive team. But still, the success hasn't come too readily in terms of premiership. So I think that inspires a desperation in the supporters. And you'll find that on Saturday very much and in large numbers. Well, Collingwood was, I have to say, at the forefront of setting the corporate agenda, if I can put it that way. Eddie Maguire, over 10 years ago now, took over the club as president and really transformed it into a modern-day corporation, which it is. It has a branding, and he said then, at the time, he wanted to sell Collingwood as a concept, not just the name of a suburb or the name of a football team. And in that time, he's successfully done that. He has constructed it very much as a business, as a corporation. And other teams have now followed. Now, there was a move and a trend in that direction when Maguire took over. But he really drove that at Collingwood and has transformed it. So part of that, a fundamental part of that, is the supporter base, building the supporter base. And of course, now it's almost 60,000, which must be one of the, if not the highest, supporter base of any club in any competition in Australia. Well, of course, football clubs were very much tied to suburbs in Melbourne, and that's all gone now. It's very much a generic entity, and that's, I think, a bit of a loss, and people lament that. The old way in which football was supported was on the Saturday afternoon. Everybody went to the football. It was tied to the suburb. Your allegiance was tied to where you grew up, and that's a loss. But I think things are just different. I don't know if they're better or worse. I think they're just different these days. And I think certainly football and the MCG is part of Melbourne as a city, and it's part of other cities as well. But it's been such a fundamental part of Melbourne's history that I don't think you could ever lose that. You've lost the suburb, but the connection to the MCG is still very, very strong. And I think it's been strengthened, actually, with some of those suburban allegiances going. So it certainly gives people a sense of place. It certainly gives people a sense of history. It's a generational thing. Support is passed down from families onto parents and grandparents and so on. It defines family history. People talk about when they all went to the football or where they went to some grand final, and families talk about it as a whole, as a togetherness thing. Well, I think this ties in with the move to professionalism. If you're going to run an organisation on professional lines, that means that players are paid what they're paid. I think there is an expectation that they would behave as professionals. It's a job. It's a paid position. In any other aspect of life, in any other paid position, you're expected to conform to a certain mode of behaviour. And I think if they're going to accept that high level payment, responsibility comes with that, like any other job. And I know that's a bit crude, but it's true. I mean, these people, the players do see it as a career. That's how they talk about it. And in any career path, you will be expected to perform at certain levels, at certain in certain forums, in certain contexts. So I don't think it's unfair. And I think the eradicating sexism and racism and homophobia within the clubs is absolutely to be, you know, honoured and should be honoured and should be, you know, really looked upon as a very, very positive thing. I mean, you know, with tipping, is it your heart or your head that rules? And I'm afraid to say that I can't separate the two. Having been a Collingwood supporter all my life, I just feel it's very hard. I'm pretty optimistic, actually. I think I'd have to say, as we say, cautiously optimistic, that they probably will get over the line this time. It is actually one of the most exciting and extraordinary Collingwood teams in the last 50 years. And you think that this time, the only thing that will defeat them will be their nerves, I think, because I think it's theirs for them to win on Saturday.